of the language that you
hear. So we're here outside St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's day 6 of the hunger strike of the Afghani men who have gone into the cathedral. We're here outside with some men from Afghanistan. Things are getting quite heated. Nobody really knows exactly what's going on. It was said that at 7 o'clock, that it seemed like at 7 o'clock the Gardaí were going to move in and forcibly remove the hunger strikers. Word came out that the hunger strikers would commit suicide if that was attempted. We're outside with some men here. Could anybody just tell me a little bit about the situation, how they feel this situation, because as it is at the moment?
As you know yourselves, that the guys are inside on a hunger strike from last 6 days, and they haven't eaten anything yet, because the mission for which they are here at the moment, it's not fulfilled, and it's not any illegal matter or anything. They just want themselves to be allowed to stay in Ireland, and I think so. All they want is to be safe here. Their country is not safe, so that's why they want to stay here, and I think so. It's a basic human right, and nobody can deny it. And I hope that the Irish government and the Minister of Justice Michael McDowell will allow them to stay in the country and let them to start new life. Obviously their lives are not safe in Afghanistan, otherwise I think so nobody wants to leave his country and wants to stay in another country far, far away from their families, their kids and their relatives.
And like the fear, the word that we hear is that the men feel that if they're sent back that they will be tortured and killed. Like for us here, which live in a relatively safe country, what is the situation? Could you tell us a little bit about how things are in Afghanistan at the moment? Because the story that's sent back here, back to Ireland and the rest of the West in Europe, is that Afghanistan it's a little bit dangerous in parts, but the Americans are in and they're keeping the country safe. They're bringing democracy. But we know that they're going in and guarding pipelines to secure gas or their own business. They don't want to help the Afghani people. So could you tell us a little bit about, if the men are sent back, what do they face? What are they afraid of?
Actually, you asked me two questions. One is this, that if they send back, what's the situation is there for them? And the second question is this, that either Americans are saving them or what's the story is. First of all, I will answer your first question, that if they are sent back, obviously their lives are in danger. As you hear in the news, a little bit of Afghanistan, that so many people are died every day. And if you're walking in a street or on a road, you never know that what kind of mine is underneath your foot, that you are going to be blown up with that. And the second question, you asked me that the Americans are there, they are guarding and saving their country, is that right or wrong? So I think so. There is the simplest answer for you, is that Americans are in Afghanistan for one reason and in Iraq for another reason. In Iraq they are just to get their oil, because Iraq is the richest oil state in the whole world, as you know, second richest maybe, and they want to get that, which they are doing. And the second, the reason for being in Afghanistan is the reason because they want to get the precious stones from Afghanistan for the American people and for the American country. And the second reason being in Afghanistan is actually they want to guard not only Afghanistan, they want to guard the whole Asia. And the best target for them is to keep an eye on Iran and China and Pakistan through Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Because Afghanistan has the border with all these countries.
Okay. And could you just tell us a little bit, like the men, there's 41 men inside now, is there?
There are 41 men inside, but not 41 are inside now, because few are brought to the hospital and the rest of them are inside.
And at the moment, from what we hear, is that there's 10 men who are ready to commit suicide if the guards come in. That's what you've heard as well, is it?
Exactly, because one of the guy inside this morning, when the guards tried to go in, he says that if they walk in, he is going to hang himself. And I think so, this is true. If the guards try to force them to come out or anything like that, they are going to do that.
Yeah. And in terms of the solidarity from the Irish people, the understanding from the Irish people, and the desire from the Irish people about to try to understand the reasons behind this, to understand the reasons about the asylum seeker policy and how good or bad it is, what are your views about the Irish community and their reaction to this?
Actually, my point of view is very, very good about the Irish people. Actually, we don't have any complaint about the Irish people. They are very nice, very understandable, and they know what the situation is there. It's not the ordinary people we have the problem with. It's actually the Minister of Justice who is making the wrong decision about the people. He is actually trying to classify these people as they are making the decisions for other people like Nigerian and things like that. Actually, those people are here in Ireland because of their hunger and things like that. There is not a such threat that if you go back to Nigeria, somebody will kill you or stab you. But as you know yourself, that these guys are not here because there is a hunger in Afghanistan or anything like that. Yeah. If that was the situation, these people know how to survive in that terms and condition. Because if you go back in 1970s when they were fighting against Russia, I don't think so that many people moved across the world. They fought there actually with them, and now the situation is there, like they are fighting with two different, one is American and their allies, and the second is other Afghani people who are like don't want them there and trying to kill them and make the situation bad there, like, you know what I mean? So that's what it is.
Okay. And what about some of the other men? What are your views, or how do you feel about the situation at the moment? Would any of you like to say how you feel about the situation? If you'd like to speak in Parsi, and we'll translate.
The same situation, like it's really sad what is going on inside, and he's hoping that Minister of Justice or somebody will look into it, and they will give them a right to stay in the country, to actually to be safe in Ireland, and to be part of Ireland progress.
Okay. And could you just explain a little bit about the when someone comes from another country and they come to Ireland to try to seek asylum, like what are the procedures that they have to go through, and how tricky is it, and can the system be improved?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, if somebody, can you tell us the story of how somebody comes from Afghanistan to Ireland? First of all, how the ways that people are using to get here, to flee their own country, and second of all, when they arrive and they claim asylum, the process that they go through, like what do they have to do to be legally allowed to stay in Ireland?
तो ये कह रहे हैं ना कि पहले आप जब अफगानिस्तान से कैसे आप आयरलैंड के अंदर आ रहे हैं, कौन सा रास्ता आप इस्तेमाल करते हैं, और फिर जहाँ पे जब आप आते हैं तो जो आयरलैंड का political या asylum seeker system जो है वो आप वो लंबा है छोटा है या कैसे आप उससे सेटिस्फाइड हो या सेटिस्फाइड नहीं हो?
पश्तो में बोलेगा
नहीं, पश्तो तो मुझे समझ नहीं आती आप।
अच्छा, उर्दू में बोलेगा। बात दरअसल ये है कि लोग आते हैं मुख्तलिफ रास्तों से, बड़े मुश्किल हालात में आता है। कोई लोग उधर पहुंचता है तकरीबन छः महीने में, कोई एक साल में पहुंचता है, तो ये अपनी लाइफ को अपनी ज़िंदगी को बड़े ख़तरे में डालता है, और मुख्तलिफ रूट से आता है। तो एक्चुअली जो इस वक्त सिचुएशन है अफगानिस्तान की, वो सारी दुनिया को मालूम है कि उधर हालात बहुत ख़राब है और लोगों की ज़िंदगी ख़तरे में है। तो इधर जितने स्पेशली जो इधर है आयरलैंड में लोग, तकरीबन 300-350 अफगानी होंगे या 400, इससे ज़्यादा नहीं है। तो सारी दुनिया को मालूम है कि अफगानिस्तान के हालात कैसे हैं, और इधर लोगों की ज़िंदगी बहुत ख़तरे में है। लोगों ने अपने बाल बच, अपने माँ बाप, बहन भाई सारा छोड़ दिया, इधर आए हुए हैं। तो हम डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ जस्टिस से रिक्वेस्ट करते हैं कि ये जो लोग अपनी ज़िंदगी ख़तरे में डाल के इधर आए हुए हैं, बराए मेहरबानी इन लोगों पर रहम कीजिए और इनको स्टेटस दे दें।
He's just saying that there are different ways to come to Ireland. Everybody takes his own way, but it's very long and very difficult, and it takes about 6 months to 1 year for different people to arrive in Ireland. And he says that at the end he wants to make a request to the Department of Justice and Minister Michael McDowell that please look into the situation, that what is happening. He says that there are almost 350 or around about 400 Afghani people are here. People are fleeing from Afghanistan because the situation is really, really poor in Afghanistan, and their wives, their homes, their kids are all being killed, and they have nothing to live there. there and survive on, and they want to save their own life. That's why they are here, and they are hoping that from the Department of Justice they will hear a good news.
Okay. And like the actual ways that people get here though, like do they have to secretly get over the border into Pakistan or into Iran and then get on a bus, or do they have to know people who can transport them, or does it mean getting onto a lorry that's going to be traveling through the countries?
हाँ समझ गया मैं इसको ये बता दें आपके लोग आते हैं मुख्तलिफ रास्तों से कुछ पाकिस्तान के रास्ते से आता है कुछ ईरान के रास्ते से आता है कुछ ताजिकिस्तान के रास्ते से आता है लेकिन बहुत मुश्किल हालात में ये लोग उधर से निकलते हैं कोई तो उधर से मुख्तलिफ मुल्कों में दाखिल हो गए कुछ लोग तुर्किया के रास्ते से आते हैं कुछ लोग रशिया के रास्ते से आते हैं तो ये जो तो तकरीबन उधर से 100 लोग जो निकलता है या 50 लोग निकलता है तो उसमें से या 10 जिंदा पहुँचता है या 15 जिंदा पहुँचता है तो बाकी तो रास्ते में ज़्यादातर लोग मर भी जाते हैं इनमें से
He is saying that there are different ways. Many people take the way from Pakistan, Turkey, Tajikistan, and Russia, because Russia has the border with Ukraine, and from there they are entering to Germany and to France, and then France to Britain. And Britain is a popular way from Britain to Ireland to get here. Like you know what I mean?
Does it involve having to get, having to hide on transport, or is there buses?
That's what he is saying. That if 100, if you the example is this, that if the 100 people leave Afghanistan, the chances are this that might be 10 get to a safer country, otherwise and the rest of them people will be killed or die on the way because of the hunger and long journeys, frustration and things like that.
And so that's a massive risk, like that is a life or death risk.
Yeah.
But they feel that they must take this because if they stay, that they don't, that they'll die anyway, is that?
Actually everybody is taking the risk, I think, so it's better to take this risk than stay in your country and get tortured.
Yes.
So I think so. It's much better if you die, you are traveling. You know that you will die peacefully, and it's not better that somebody is battering you or you are getting dead by bombs and things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the men inside now. Can we just talk a little bit about the men inside and their own situations? There's 41 men who are on the hunger strike. Some of them are 16, some of them are, Sultan, I think 45, is that his age roughly?
Yeah.
And do a lot of those men still have families in Afghanistan? And if so, are their families aware that they're on hunger strike at the moment?
Samajh aayi isko? Wo kehte hain ki jo andar 41 aadmi andar baithe hue hain ki inki families ko Afghanistan mein is cheez ka pata hai ki wo hunger strike pe hain aur inke sath kya halaat guzar rahe hain yahan pe?
Nahi, mujhe is bare mein pata nahi hai, mere khayal mein unko pata nahi hoga.
He doesn't know about it actually, and anyway they don't have connection. If the people outside the gate here, how can they contact their families and tell them what the situation is going on with them?
And is there a large, like, is the Afghani immigrant population, is there a large global population, like is there a network of different Afghanis who are in similar situations all around the planet looking for asylum and trying to survive? And if so, are people connected, like do they have emails and stuff like that? So I'm wondering, is information being sent around? So is this story getting to the communities that are in Germany, the communities that are in France?
Actually, I hope so, that the Irish media is giving a very, very good coverage here, and I hope that it is getting across, and all the like other French and German, Britons and other people like Irish, they will give a huge favor for the Afghani people who are here. Yeah. And they will listen to their story, and they will force Mr. Michael McDowell actually to change his decision.
Yeah. And what about like the argument?
Sorry, yeah.
The argument that people who are against the men at the moment, what they say is that why should they stay? Because there's a legal process in place. They went through that process and they were rejected.
Yeah, that's true. They went through the process and that is rejected. But actually, I don't know why it is rejected, because they are not lying or anything, like, you know what I mean? Once, if their country is not safe, they should be allowed to stay in a safe place, like, you know what I mean? If Ireland can give the asylums to other countries where there is no war, why not to people from a country where there is a war and their life is in danger, like, you know?
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Like if you see the Nigerian people, like, you know, you can hear in the news and everywhere, like, you know, if Ireland can get a guy to give his exam in Ireland and stay here, if they can give him approval to stay in the country, why not the people who surely know if they go back they will be get killed, like, you know. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Shukran. And we wish that the men survive, and we hope to be able to drink tea together
Thank you
and learn
much.
More about each other.
Thank
so khuda hafez.
Thank you.